Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
So turn to Ephesians chapter 5. I don't know what's all in the notes there. I can't remember what all we put in there. But if you want these notes, there's a lot of notes here that I know I can't get to. There's a lot of references to Scripture. So what I've done is actually taken out of Scripture what I think are some biblical principles about marriage that God just used to help me with. And some of the key passages I'll just mention, so you might want to write them down if you don't want to take the notes from me. But Genesis 2, obviously, Psalm 127, Psalm 128, but you got to go back to the very beginning of the Psalms, Psalm chapter 1, where he's meditating and having a great success and rooted as God would have him to be. Ephesians chapter 4, Colossians chapter 3, Titus chapter 2, 1 Peter chapter 2, all the way through chapter 3, verse 8, 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 3, 1 Corinthians 13, James chapter 4 are just a few. So, man, when I started really trying to dive into family and marriage when I was pastoring, I thought, man, I'm dealing with all these conflicts, all these issues, and where's the word at on this? And so I began to preach and teach on the family every year, and that's what something I did every single year. And it was not easy because I was dealing with a lot of, you know, even my own life. I didn't know what I was. I was a young pastor. Where does the authority come from? It doesn't come from me. Thank God it comes from the Scriptures. Then it gave me great confidence to preach God's Word and at the same time to live up to that level and then see people respond to that. Man, it was so awesome. And so as I pray here in just a minute, I want you to not only hear the truth, but man, own it. And not in your own context with your own wife and family, but for the generation ahead. This is all about shaping the next generation of men. We ought to help them catch a vision of marriage early on before they even walk down the aisle or even think about talking to a young lady, even ask her another question. And I think as soon as we get ahead of that and really understand the legacy that can be had because of a relationship we have with another woman that's our wife is so powerful. And Jesus shows that in the Scriptures in relationship to his connection to the church. So let's pray, and then we'll just jump right in, okay? Father, thank you for every man of God that's here. Thank you for the journey we've had together. And I know you're not finished with us. God, Knoxville needs Jesus. The churches that we're a part of need revival. The connection that we have with other men need strengthening. And Lord, when we get honest, it's obviously how much we need you individually and collectively. And if we are married, I pray, God, that we'd recognize the great blessing that is, the great privilege that is, and I pray we'd have your heart about the entire matter. And we'd have a connection to you that blesses our wives and strengthens her walk in you, and that really helps her be a vibrant vine that clings to the trellis, so to speak, as Psalm 128 would mention, and she becomes vividly clear and blooms and blossoms into what you'd have her to be, all because of the strength that we can provide in our relationship with you. So God, speak to us. Lord, I pray not only for those of us that are married, I pray that we would have a renewed vision of marriage, but at the same time, I pray for those that have yet to walk down an aisle and say vows before you and the witnesses there to become one flesh. I pray, God, you'd give them vision. They would not settle for the world's way. And I pray, God, they would just be captivated by your plan and will, and they would have a deep desire to bring you glory and even the process of what that looks like in their own life. So, Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for these men. Bless our families because we met today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so you could entitle this, it's entitled A Man and His Wife, and the subtitle there, The Most Powerful Team on the Planet is Not the Tennessee Volunteers. I can say that with great certainty. I can also say that with great certainty about the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, it's not my favorite team, it's not your favorite team that's the most powerful team or the greatest team on the planet. It's a husband and wife walking in oneness before a holy God. And I believe God's called you and me to be the MVPs, whether we're married or not. And so we take a, we need to take the position of a spiritual leader in the context of authority, that we might have the power that God wants us to have to influence the next generation. So many of us have probably had conversation with people we work with that have, I remember going back in my own mind's eye about where I used to work at before I was called in the ministry, and how much these men talked about their wives and talked them down. I'm sitting there thinking, man, why'd you get married? You know, you made the choice. It's almost like a draft pick. You drafted them, right? You drafted them, and here they are. They're your wife, and you're dogging her. Every time we come into office, you're running your mouth about her. And it's, to me, I wasn't married yet. I thought, man, I don't want to ever live a life like this. This guy's communicating. He's the president of the bank. He can handle multiple millions of dollars, but he can't lead his wife. And man, that was so convicting to me. And I wasn't in church at the time, but I was sitting there thinking, golly, I don't want nothing like this. So what they were painting was, well, I think, taken away from God's glory, taken away from God's power. So when I got right with God, it was a woman God used to ask me specific questions. One was, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? She asked me that. My wife, Nicole, asked me that. She said, I'm not going to spend any, in her own mind, she said, I'm not going to spend any time with somebody that don't know Christ as Savior. I don't need that for my life. And so she's already taken marriage at a serious level in a conversation she may have with somebody she didn't even know. And thank God she did, because God used that, and at the time of my life where He was already working in my life to reconcile with Him, God's using her question to do what? Keep pulling me closer to who He is and what He wanted for my life, and help me repent of my sin and the wickedness I was in to get on the other side of that. She also asked me this, do you know what a tithe is? And so, you know, God's used my wife in so many ways to help me get right with God, because she wants to live in what? Blessings. She wants to experience the favor of God. And are you somebody that's going to help me experience all that God wants us to have? And we had no idea 11 children would come. And, you know, and we prayed many, many grandchildren would come down the road. We told our pastor at the time when he did premarital counseling, we said, we want two kids. We don't want kids until year five. We want to live in a, you know, all the things that everybody would say at that time. And man, God blew our mind at what He can do. And I praise God for that. And so what I'm sharing today is not just something out of the Bible. It's what I would say is something I've experienced. Have we been perfect? Absolutely not. There's stories about our relationship that we tell oftentimes in our marriage retreats. We become very vulnerable. My lifestyle before I met my wife affected her, even though she didn't know me. It affected her and our relationship well into 13, 14 years. And because of who I was and away from God, it affected her trust of me and, you know, her security and even how she was raised, that the enemy was using some of that. So she's living in her mind a reality that's not even real, thinking that I'm going to walk out and run off with the church secretary and have an affair. Because that's what they were talking about during that time of our ministry, was every conference we seemed to go to, man, she was blasted with this pastor left his wife with this secretary. And it's almost like, you know, the sexual revolution took off with the internet and pornography and all this stuff's coming out. And the things we were going to were trying to train and equip you away from that kind of lifestyle and experiencing that. But we found ourselves in the middle of that, even though I wasn't involved in any of that. She's thinking I'm going to walk away like everybody else has. So how do you lead in that kind of difficulty and that kind of struggle? And I think it's, listen, I think it's by brokenness. I think it's by repentance. I think it's by a slow hand and a sensitive heart. And God brought us through that. And it was a message I was actually preaching for a ministry. We preached 14 days. I was preaching on the family. And it was the last day that this man spoke on forgiveness. And the question was this, if something's happened in your life that's hurt you deeply, I want you to think about what it is. And both of us thought about the same thing. And when I asked her, I said, what'd you think about? She said, you know what I thought about. And it was my lifestyle. And I said, I thought about the same thing. I said, we're not letting another day get away from us. We're going to meet with Him and ask God to help us. And that was, you know, we're 27 years of marriage now. We're well on the other side of that. But God set us free in that. More than that, He set her free. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because everybody's got a marriage story, and if you don't articulate that, share that with your family, and let God show you the goodness of who He is and the journey, Satan's going to do whatever he can to highlight the difficulties in your marriage and really destroy that marriage and that journey where God wants to take it and run it to a whole different level and really bless you with that. So another title you could put on this is resolve. Resolve to love your wife. Make up your mind. Whether you're married or not, you can do that right now. I'm going to make up my mind. I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to settle down in this decision. The word resolve also means determination. I've determined to love my wife. I've just made my mind up. Now that means I need all the help I can get with God's Word. I need the church to influence me in that. I need other men to speak into that. I need everybody around me to help me determine to love my wife, to stay steadfast in the journey, to make 27 become 28, to make 28 become 29, to make 29 become 30, and on I could go. And then the whole heartbeat is at the same time this firmness. In other words, there's staying power with God's Holy Spirit at work in my life as a husband and how to love my wife. And then there's also the sticking power, which talks about the one flesh connection that we have.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.